KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 66. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News today, Tuesday, June 5th. News sponsored by Red Rock Behavioral Health Services, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the First National Bank and Trust. Should be a very nice day today. Sunshine with a high near 90. We did receive about 15 hundredths of an inch of rain overnight. Friends, family, and co-workers mourning the death of Rebecca Anchetta, the mother who was shot and killed by her estranged husband this past weekend. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Opioid abuse is a nationwide epidemic. Help reduce the problems associated with drug overdoses by keeping your medications locked up to keep family members, especially children and your pets, safe. You can also properly dispose of your old and unused prescription drugs as well as over-the-counter medicines in MedSafe drop boxes, which can be found in several locations throughout the Grady County area. Chickasha locations include Liberty Drug, 315 West Chickasha Avenue, Grand Care Pharmacy, 2103 West Iowa, and Chickasha Clinic Pharmacy at 2224 West Iowa. Locations in Tuttle include Cedar Springs Pharmacy, 5310 East Highway 37, and the Tuttle Police Department. Find more locations near you at takeasprescribed.org. MedSafe boxes are provided through the Oklahoma Strategic Prevention Framework Partnership for Success Grant. SPF-PFS is funded by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, the Center for Substance Abuse Prevention, and the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
As the Chickasha community reels from the shooting deaths of three people this past weekend, family, friends, and co-workers mourning the death of a working mom who loved and cared for her two little girls. Rebecca Anchetta and her boyfriend were shot and killed at Anchetta's home early Sunday morning. Anchetta's estranged husband, Julio Eduardo Hernandez Mata, forced his way into her home. Later, law enforcement shot and killed Mata. Anchetta's 4-year-old and 11-year-old daughters both home when the shooting occurred. Thankfully, neither child was hurt. Now, a GoFundMe account has been set up in Anchetta's name to help with funeral and burial expenses, and anything left over will help raise the children, who will be cared for by their father, Bryson Lipscomb. He's in the military and lives in another state. A Grady County woman critically injured in a traffic accident near Alec yesterday. 59-year-old Linda Schaub of Bradley airlifted to an Oklahoma City hospital with head, trunk, and other injuries. The Highway Patrol reports the accident happened about 8 o'clock Monday morning at the intersection of a couple of county roads southwest of Alec. It's not clear yet what happened. The trooper investigating said it's still under investigation. We do know that Schaub was driving an SUV and collided with a car driven by 38-year-old Jonathan Mitchell of Rush Springs. Schaub was pinned in her vehicle for nearly an hour. Mitchell refused treatment. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts at the time of the crash. A little-used program designed to encourage Chickasha residents to recycle has been canceled. Waste Connections, the private sanitation contractor with the city, has ended its partnership with what's known as the Recycle Bank. Residents who placed items in their green recycle bins would accumulate points they could use toward discounts for purchases at retail outlets around the country, but there weren't many local companies who participated in the couponing program. The Chickasha City Council approved the change to the contract last night. Waste Connections is in the process of changing contracts with other communities it serves to reflect the end of the Recycle Bank program. Now, it does not impact the recycling pickup at all. Residents can still place items like paper, aluminum, tin cans, glass bottles, and plastic food and beverage containers in the bins, which are picked up a couple of times a month. Cool News Time, 7:05. More news coming right up.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they are recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your climate master Geo Elite dealer.
A silver alert issued for a missing Oklahoma City man yesterday has been canceled. Authorities say 85-year-old George Alexander has been located, but no information was provided about where or when he was found. Alexander reported missing early Monday morning. Oklahoma City police say he was found just before 10 o'clock last night. In the meantime, a silver alert still active for a man missing from the Ada area. 70-year-old John Fisher went missing about 6 o'clock Sunday night. The only description available is that Fisher is a black male. He was last seen wearing blue jeans, black tennis shoes, a black veteran's cap, and a navy blue shirt. Authorities say his credit cards have been used in Texas and New Mexico. If you happen to come in contact with John Foster, you are asked to call law enforcement. A local restaurant will be helping to care for abandoned animals today. Interurban will be helping out the Chickasha Animal Shelter with its second annual fundraiser. All day today, $1 from every hamburger sold at Interurban will help purchase supplies, provide transportation, and vetting of animals. In addition, there will be a silent auction of numerous items on the Interurban patio from 5 to 8 tonight, including items from Two Vets Clothing, Sholly Sweets, Pioneer Woman, Happy Stems, Tractor Supply, Pet Sense, and others. Married couples who are considering divorce are required to take part in a program to ease the burden on their children. Last year, over 3,000 parents took part in Oklahoma State University's Co-Parenting for Resiliency program. Susan Ruth with Grady County OSU Extension said those who have gone through the course indicate it was beneficial.
Evaluation results showed that the Co-Parenting for Resiliency class is effective at helping reduce the impact of divorce on children and at increasing parental coping skills and positive parenting.
And she says that after attending the class, about one out of every three participants believe their marriage could be saved. The course offered monthly in Grady County. The next one coming up Wednesday, June 27th at the OSU Extension office in Chickasha from 1 to 4 p.m. To register, go to the website coparenting.okstate.edu. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange at $64.75 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $75.29. Natural gas at $2.93 per million BTU. Gold, $1,295. And silver, $16.41. Our weather forecast calling for sunshine today with a high near 90 this afternoon. Right now, fair and 66, and about 15 hundredths of an inch of rain in downtown Chickasha overnight. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. It's 8.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, a longtime regional golf tournament's been canceled this year and may not ever be played again. The Ouachita Valley Golf Tournament was said to be the state's oldest invitational stroke play tournament. Jerry Morris, owner of Chickasha's Cottonwood Creek Golf Course, said the tournament would not be held this year. The tournament started back in 1928 and was held for 13 consecutive years. For 7 of the next 8 years, the tournament was canceled because of World War II, but beginning in 1948, it had been held every year through last year. A lack of players, the reason for canceling the tournament, normally held over the 4th of July weekend. Many of the top regional players made it a regular stop, with nearly 150 players taking part in the 3-day tournament. Only about 50 players were in the tournament the last couple of years. The Oklahoma Sooner baseball season is over. The Sooners dropping an 8-1 decision to Mississippi State in the if-necessary game at the NCAA Regional in Tallahassee, Florida yesterday. OU ends its season with a 38-25 record. Mississippi State advances to the Super Regional to play Vanderbilt. Now, two Big 12 teams did advance to Super Regionals over this past weekend. Texas will get to host Tennessee Tech, while Texas Tech will host Duke in Lubbock. Florida State takes the first game of the Women's College World Series Finals at ASA Hall of Fame Stadium last night. The Seminoles defeated Washington 1-0 in the opening contest of a best-of-three series. Game 2 tonight at 7 o'clock at ASA Hall of Fame. Washington needs a win to extend the series to a third and deciding game, which would be played tomorrow night. And after a day off yesterday, the Oklahoma City Dodgers back in action tonight. The Dodgers open a three-game series at Sacramento. The boys in blue will then play a four-game series at Fresno before returning home to the Bricktown Ballpark next Wednesday, the 13th. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and Red Rock Behavioral Health Services.